Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Knowing a grandparent, let alone having a close relationship with a grandparent, is far from a given. But when possible, it can provide some invaluable moments and life lessons. Cap Radio's new podcast, This Is What It Feels Like, has a simple, open-ended premise. In a world that feels more divided than ever, put yourself in the shoes of everyday people. The newest episode, which just dropped today, features a 106-year-old woman named Glenna who dismantles and gives a deeper understanding about aging, along with her granddaughters Cassie and Sarah, who are by her side during the podcast. As podcast host Tara Lopez eloquently puts, instead of focusing on what we lose as we age, Glenna's focus is living simply and staying inspired to the very last moment. Glenna passed away earlier this year, shortly after her 107th birthday, at home, surrounded by generations of family. Her granddaughter, Cassie Zook, joins us now to discuss the power of intergenerational relationships and how her grandmother shapes how she sees her life and views the aging process. Welcome, Cassie.
Thanks, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
So how would you describe Glenna and being in her presence for pretty much all your life?
Oh, do you have decades? I mean, there's still just no end to her giving. And I keep going back to that because she was just so magnetic. And she almost had this like childlike mystification of the world that I would like to think I adopt, you know, mm-hmm. this like boisterous optimism going through life. And but she was also met with, she had this inner fortitude that she took care of her family. And so there was this like beautiful juxtaposition. And she almost was like this ageless person, honestly. And I just feel so grateful, I mean, to have that, because I know it's a rarity to spend so much time with an elder.
Yeah, I was really fortunate to be close to all four of my grandparents, my abuelos and my grandparents. We lived within, 15 to 30 minutes away, and I would spend a lot of time mm-hmm. with all four of them every week. You would watch The Bachelor with Glenna.
Right.
I would watch Golden Girls with my grandma and grandpa. and I look back on that time and wonder, like, why did I do that when I was like 13 years old instead of hanging out with friends? And even though I didn't really have an understanding of how rare that relationship mm-hmm. is, I do think there was a piece of me that just knew how special it was.
Yeah, you knew that it was so important, right? And in that, I think a lot of times we have this groundwork that we're able to take with us through our life. Like, she basically gave me all these patterns to trace. And in her transition of death, which, I'm still sitting in my grief, and it still kind of stings to hear her voice. But I know that I can look within myself, and I have those teachings, and I have that kind of roadmap to carry on with me. So, just being with her, I really hope to kind of, raise my children like she raised me, and not be afraid of getting dirt under your nails, and, not worrying about simple things, because she was so good at living in the present. She knew how valuable that was. And she knew that that was honestly like our only possession, truly. So she lived, with very little. She wanted not much, but she lived so abundantly because of that. And she created a space for her family. And I think because she and I had this relationship where we were just so sure of each other, and she made me feel authentic, and she was so wholly authentic, it gave me the confidence to kind of just be myself.
I have a clip to play that really encapsulates, everything you just laid out about your grandma. Let's take a listen.
What's your motto, Grandma? Remember?
Yeah. Simplify.
Where do you think you got that from? That motto or that way of life? You. So just no worries, no stress.
Don't worry about it. Why worry? Doesn't change anything. Right? Well, I don't know why I'm still alive, but pretty nice. I don't know why I'm still alive. I'm just lucky, I guess.
There's so much laughter between the three of you in this episode. I love it. And even when discussing personal loss and tragedy, I'm going to play a clip when Glenna talks about when her husband, your grandfather, passed away.
When my husband died, it didn't even make me cry. He didn't want to go to the hospital, and I made him go. He had one leg cut off because he had diabetes, and he just wanted to die. He says, I want to croak, is what he said. And everybody says, oh, he wants a Coke. I said, no, he doesn't want a Coke because he drinks Pepsis.
I mean, just the sense of humor.
Yes,
that
humor
she has
is so important. She is so silly, and you know, we just laughed constantly. I think when she was ever met with a concern, it seemed to kind of like vanish in this shiny cloud of like witty coos, and she would shrug it off just so easily because she knew that she had to keep moving, and she found pride in her independence, and she became this, you know, well-oiled machine because that's what she needed to do. And
I mean, and what stood out to me was, you know, your grandfather passed away in 1991. Mm-hmm. That was like 32 years ago. So Glenna was in her 70s, but she carved out this whole new chapter in her life. It didn't end there. She took solo trips. She went to national parks.
Yeah.
She then deepened her relationship with herself.
Absolutely. I think she really felt home in herself. And that's something that is, it's really hard to come by. She was just so gorgeous in her humanness. And I think that's because there was like a suspension of ego that she just like went on a whim, and she didn't think about things so much. And she didn't have any these like delusions, you know, or things that would set her back. So I remember her as being just completely at peace with the world, in a way, like her world and her family. And she put a lot of time in kind of cultivating these like daily rituals, daily mechanics to, I think, in a way, like quell maybe her lack of control, I guess. And so she lived in that a lot. That was very, very important to her.
And I would imagine it also deepened and widened your perspective on what aging is.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely planted the seeds within me to hopefully age gracefully. I haven't gotten there yet, but
a long ways to go.
Yeah, I'm hoping, looking at my gene pool, looks pretty good. But
yeah, I think her sister passed away at 103. So
yes, we have longevity in our blood. But yeah, I think there's definitely a collective fear of aging that we have, but it would serve us to be kind to ourselves and to take time and be patient with ourselves, because she was all about that. She was about putting down the groundwork, putting down the brickwork. I mean, she literally was putting brickwork down at 90 years old out in her front dirt. So,
Well, Cassie, thank you so
much.
Oh,
gosh. Thank you. I know I could just go on forever.
I mean, you know, have a sense of humor,
yes,
live simply.
Absolutely.
I think are the best
Don't
ingredients.
Don't take yourself too seriously and
yes.
call your grandma.
Yes. Thank you so much, Cassie.
Thank you, Vicky. I appreciate it.
Cassie Zook is part of the newest episode of Cap Radio's podcast, This Is What It Feels Like. The episode just dropped this morning. Cassie's grandmother, Glenna, is the star of the episode. She is 106 years old at the time, dismantling and giving a deeper understanding of aging. And that is it for Insight today. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.